joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-1 FA Cup defeat at home to Hayes. Alan, the incidents surrounding the game, is Gary Haylock the biggest tool in non-league football?
Yeah, it's got to be, any do without walk around, shove people, shove, diabolical. Yeah, that's all I see in the matter. It's daft, but I was more about the performances on the pitch, to be honest, which I thought we were superb. And absolutely, if it wasn't for our referees, we would have been in the hat still. How he's given a penalty award to me and Finney is absolutely scandalous. Absolutely scandalous. I've got a linesman sitting next to me, just dived the fella. So things like that get on this, but performance-wise, I can't knock a players, you know.
I was going to say 3-1, you must be proud of them. You know, they matched their Conference South counterparts all of the way today.
All of the way, but it's like we just had a chat in there. When you're on top, you've got to take your chances. And we've obviously had Carl Dennis going around the goalkeeper and hit it wide, which is one of them things in football. Tommy's had a couple of chances. Lodgy should have done better on a couple of occasions. But, you know, to be fair, like, you know, when you're on top, you've got to take chances. Hopefully Monday night, massive game for a football club again to bounce back, which I'm sure we will do. And, you know, hopefully we'll put things right then. Yeah, but just massive disappointment getting knocked out of the FA Cup because we fancied ourselves.
Should their number 10 have been sent off, do you think? He'd been booked already and it looked like a blatant handball.
That's what I said to the referee at half time. I don't like to see anybody getting sent off, but surely the rules are rules. And, you know, he's actually. But the referee won't have none of it. We're little Hitlers, that's what they are. And we won't have nothing, so I'm wasting my time talking about them again.
Do you think the incident that the manager sparked in the second half was because of the referee's lack of control overall?
Yeah, it was. You know, they had a little toy, shoved Lodgy or whatever, and he's had a go at the ref and got sent off, and the spanner walks behind the goal, and that's a clever thing to do in it, and walk past all our supporters. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. And but at the same time, I thought the referee never had. I don't know what stage he's at, but he should never have refereed our game, put it that way.
You get stressed at work, I get stressed at work. I don't go around picking fights with people when I'm stressed at work. It's not the way to conduct yourself, is it?
Not at all. No, not at all. And I think we knew that. And I think the police were here to sort it out. And hopefully they sorted out. I heard one of our young supporters got a little bit of a shove. So that's about right, picking on a young kid, isn't it?
You mentioned the first penalty. Any complaints about either of the penalties? Obviously the complaints about the second one. What about the first one?
He says he never touched him. Look, it was a penalty to me, I may say. But he said he never touched him. But look, a penalty to me. Give a ball away. Max never got tight enough for lads to turn him, never steer with runners, and that's what happens. But you know, the mistakes we make, just seeing that the reason we're not playing in Conference South at the minute is the consistency of putting the ball in the net when you have good chances, and consistency at the back. We've conceded 8 goals in 3 games now, and for back 4 we've got, that shouldn't happen. We've got to knuckle down and start knuckling down in both areas, in the box, finishing chances at the back, not conceding stupid goals.
Bobby Traynor put an unsavable penalty past their keeper to make it 1-1. At that point, it looked like we might go on and win it.
I thought we'd win it. I thought at half time we'd win it. If Carl put it away to make it 1-0 at half time, we'd go and win the game. That's the things about being on top. It's scandal. We're not in the hat, to be honest. But that's football. My job to lift the players up. I think I've already done it, to be honest. Me and Hamzy, I can't be down on the players. It's impossible if just give a performance where it justified what we're top of the league. But believe it or not, it's a championship to win. And that's what we remember at the end of the season. That's what I'll be judged on. That's what we'll be judged on. And that's what we'll be going flat out for.
Waiting in the tunnel for you, just said the players looked very, very down as they were coming out of the dressing room. How do you pick them up in such short time ahead of Monday's game?
We walk out and see the great supporters have got out, and they walk out and see what a great stadium we're playing, and how proud they are to play for Kingston and Football Club. And I'm the same as a manager, and I know Hamzy is a coach, so there's no pick up. I'll go in there and see they've done great and how lucky we were, and let's, you know, we'll talk sensibly about it, but there'll be no problems picking players up for Monday, not for playing for Kingston and Football Club. Simple as that. If they don't perform on Monday, if it's a different matter, fish, I'll change it. But I kind of change them players at the minute. What we have done for us, and may continue, and hopefully we'll be 3 points clear come Monday night. Six points clear.
Does it show how far the club have come this season since you took over that we're standing here talking about being disappointed losing to a side who are right at the top of Conference South, 2 leagues above?
It is, but in a certain way it is, in a certain way it doesn't, because we're here at losing games, and yes, the club's come a long way, but you know, by Christmas it could be, you know, fifth top of the league, sixth top of the league, and it's went back to square one. But I'm determined that doesn't happen this year. Like I say, I think the squad of players are excellent, and they work hard for each other, and the players who can come on off the bench and come in are also excellent. We missed Simon Huckle, I'm not knocking that. He was our best trainer on Thursday night, and that disturbs him. He's dying to get back in. So we miss him. I'm not knocking that, but at the same time, what a squad of players. We're fighting for each other and having a go for the football club. And I cannot look them in the eye and get rid of them and nothing. I will stick with them till I sense a little rat that they don't fancy it anymore, or they're not quite at the races anymore. That's the time I'll change. I'll not be like last year and let it go to come on. We've already talked about targets we have, but before I get them targets in, I'll be backing out these lads to the hilt.